It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struck a nerve with Patrick Queen when they didn't offer him a contract.
Yeah, I won't answer this. I wasn't offered to go back. I think, I don't know if I said that or not, put that in the public or not. I wasn't wanted back. I didn't get an offer back. And, you know, it's definitely kind of upsetting, you know, being there for 4 years and the bond that you grow with your teammates and stuff. But at the end of the day, like I said, like the first few months, you definitely go through those feelings. And now, after playing games, you just go by. You just want to win games. You want to win with your teammates, your new teammates. You want to bond with those guys. Everything that you do is for this organization that you're at now. And like I said, I will have feelings. Obviously, anybody in my position would this week. So just take one day at a time. And whatever happens, happens.
Patrick Queen didn't get offered a contract by the Ravens. And really, while the Steelers spent more money on him than they ever have on a free agent, it's not like they totally broke the bank for him. I mean, it's 8 and change this year. I think when we talk about Baltimore's defense not being what it's been before, losing that guy, massive.
Yeah.
Because Roquan Smith, well, very good, is not the same player this year without Patrick Queen. And Patrick Queen, while he had a little bit of a slow start with the Steelers, the last couple of weeks has been gangbusters.
Yes.
I thought last week was the best a Steelers inside linebacker has played since Ryan Shazier. Like, if you crystallize it down to one game, that was the best we've seen from a Steelers inside backer since way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to be better this week.
Yes.
He's out for blood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever you're not wanted and you think that you should be wanted and you think that you're probably going to be back and you think that all the things that you did would suffice for being compensated, I mean, that'll burn a hole in you and it'll last until you get your redemption, and this is a redemption game. You see it all the time in the NFL. You see it all the time in sports, redemption games. But Patrick Queen is going to be out for blood, as you said.
He's 25.
He's going to be out for blood.
What were they doing? I mean, he had a rep last week where Jaden Daniels, they very rarely let him get outside on those zone reads because they've got a great plan for that, as Arthur Mollett said, and we played back yesterday. They kind of did the Lamar Jackson. They did do the Lamar Jackson game plan on Jaden Daniels. Well, one time he gets out, and they're in the shadow of their own goal line, and it looks like he's going to hit the edge. And if Jaden Daniels gets the edge, look out.
Mm-hmm.
He goes.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Queen just made a beeline straight for the sideline and held him to a 3 or 4 yard gain. I mean, he's playing his best football as a Steeler, and I don't think it's any accident that it's with the Ravens coming up. And I love this. This is what you need for the rivalry to get back
for sure.
Where it was, right?
For sure. Stuff like this, yes.
Yeah. Like, Tomlin calling out Deontay flipping sides, because obviously, while he talked about it, saying, oh, yeah, well, and we'll play that coming up in a little bit. Yeah, I still talk to a lot of the guys on the Steelers. You know, he's pissed off. He wants to go out there and prove the Steelers wrong. Patrick Queen, pissed off, wants to prove the Ravens wrong. Deshaun Elliott, I'm sure there's a little bit of that in there as well. So you've got this titanic matchup of two teams with great records, vying for AFC North supremacy, which obviously is massive. You've got Lamar Jackson probably pissed off for greatness because he's never played well against the Steelers. And then you've got these elements folded in.
It's great.
It's great.
It's great. I mean, and like I said, I mean, you could book this too. If you say that you're going to give a game ball to Pat Freiermuth, on the other end, you can bet your money that Deontay Johnson is going to get targeted a lot in this game. The petty ball, as Doug said yesterday, as Justin Fields said a couple weeks ago, whenever they won, more than a couple weeks ago, whenever they won in Denver, that Russ Wilson got a petty ball. This is going to be a petty ball game. Like, they are going to target Deontay Johnson, and I think that that's what the Steelers probably should want. You should want Deontay Johnson to get targeted. You can get in his head.
Yes, you can. That's what I was saying yesterday. Like, if Tomlin's comments help make Harbaugh get cute, let's fold Deontay more into this thing. I think Tomlin's getting exactly what he wants.
Yep.
I think Tomlin knows how to play Harbaugh. Harbaugh went for a weird fourth down last year in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. He gets sucked down into playing these rock fight games. I think Tomlin has always been in Harbaugh's head going all the way back to 2008. And if he gets him to throw the ball to Deontay Johnson, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rashard Bateman, for my money, is much more of a threat with the ball in his hands. Flowers, same deal. And those tight ends will kill you, especially the way Likely's been playing. We'll see if he plays in this game. I do think he practiced yesterday, at least in a limited capacity for the Ravens. So, yeah, throw the ball to Deontay.
Yeah.
Please. Please do. Big moment. That guy, he's going to get. And I saw Donnie tweet this out. I want to give him full credit because I totally agree. Deontay has a drop or falls down.
It's over.
Oh, my God, dude. Acrisure Stadium is going to give that guy the Johnny Cueto. Deontay.
Oh.
Deontay.
It's over.
Deontay. Dude, I have so little faith in that guy from a clutch capacity that when he quit on the play last year against Cincinnati and then they came back and whoever they were playing, I said, when they introduced Deontay, don't boo him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Don't
yeah.
boo him because it's going to totally screw him up. Hell yeah.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.